I am Deborah Howe. Welcome to Destinations. I am beside myself with happiness at our guest today. After 50 years of touring the world and recording and knocking the socks off our feet, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer George Clinton is ready to kick off his final tour with the legendary Parliament Funkadelic. And he joins us now by phone, miraculously enough. The mothership has landed. Welcome, George.
The roof. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent now that I'm talking to you. I have to tell you something. I am such a fan from way back in college. I had a quadraphonic sound system, okay? And so I'd hang two of the speakers out of the window toward our rival sorority. They were the Thetas, and we were Tri-Delta. And we'd call our room Boogie Palace, and they'd kick off the war with something lame like, I don't know, Muskrat Love. And we'd hit them back with Earth, Wind, and Fire and Funkadelic, baby.
Yeah, the funk was always good for that.
So thank you for helping us win Stereo Wars every single week.
Stereo Wars, I like that.
You have some of your family with you, not only on the road, but in the band with you. And we're going to talk about all that in just a second, all right?
Okay.
But first, I have a couple of random questions to ask you that I've been waiting to ask you since college. So here we go. You have been everywhere in the world, George Clinton. And if you had just one day and one night left, where in the world would you spend it?
Wow. Good Lord. Well. You know what? right now, because I just went there for the first time a couple of weeks ago, was Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
That turned me out. I mean, I've been on beaches everywhere around the world, like you say, but out there on the beach there, oh, that was like the most beautiful place. You know, my daughter just got married there.
Oh, congratulations.
So it was one of the most beautiful beaches, and I feel like a kid again, the parasailing and all of that.
Were you parasailing?
Oh, yeah.
With those rainbow dreadlocks streaming out behind you? I love it.
Oh, I don't have the dreadlocks no more. They've been gone for about 8 years.
I thought you might have a special, you know, something to take to Jamaica with you. You know?
No. I left them in the museum.
Okay.
The braids in the museum, along with the mothership.
I love that. That'd be a good day trip for anyone.
Yeah.
All right. Really quick lightning round. Just five questions. Favorite color?
Blue. Even though I'm colorblind.
All right. Favorite food?
Oh, wow. Eggs.
Eggs. I love it. And favorite movie of all time?
Oh, wow. Shame.
Good pick. A couple more. Favorite musical, group, or artist of all time?
Sly Stone.
Oh, Sly Stone, yeah. And your favorite song of all time, and you can't pick your own?
Okay, Yellow Submarine.
Really? How come?
I don't know. I just like all the Beatles songs. I love that movie. That movie with all of the Beatles songs in that, to me, is one of the best soundtracks ever.
You can hardly argue with the Beatles, right?
No, you know, they're not even in the same category with nobody else.
Well, Parliament Funkadelic has had over 40 hit singles, 3 platinum albums, countless awards, and you've ruled the airways, of course, in the 70s and beyond. So through all of this, over 50 years, what's been the biggest professional thrill or accomplishment of your career?
Landing the mothership, and then the mothership being in the Smithsonian.
Is it really?
That's where it's at right now.
Oh, my God. You weren't lying about the dreadlocks being on display.
No, I wasn't. No, the mothership and the dreadlocks is in the Smithsonian in the Washington, D.C., and the other dreadlocks is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We'll see. You can't get any higher than that. I hope every kid in the D.C. area is forced to take a day trip to the mothership. That's what I hope.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Take a day trip to see the mothership. Yeah, I'm going to tell the teachers that.
There you go. Now you got a new slogan.
Yeah. Okay.
You are still the most amazing musical force on the planet. Tell us more about your upcoming One Nation Under a Groove tour.
Oh, well, you know, back in, I guess, the 80s, when we did the Chili Peppers, we worked with the group, you know, Fishbone, and they were like always Parliament Funkadelic, Fishbone, and the Chili Peppers. So we never had a chance to like play with them. We worked with the Chili Peppers by recording them, the Alan Freaky style, but Fishbone, we never had a chance. So this tour right here is Fishbone, Galactica, a dumpster funk and Miss Blue Velvet.
Fantastic. That is some serious talent.
And so this tour is like really been selling out everywhere we go. And since it's been like the final tour, everybody's coming out.
And it's really your last tour?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. I guess 50 years is long enough, huh?
60.
Oh, but who's counting?
Yeah.
Now, you have some of your family with you, not only on the road, but in the band with you. That's got to be so nice.
It's really nice. I got 5 grandkids, a daughter and a son, and a great-granddaughter working for us. They all taking off from 2 or 3 days from this tour. They go into Montreal. They're filming with Samuel Jackson, the life story of Neil Bogart, who had Casablanca Records.
Oh, yeah.
With Donna Summers, Parliament, and Kiss. They're going up there to record Parliament, when we were younger. They're going to play the part, hanging out with Samuel Jackson playing me.
Oh, my God. I thought it couldn't get any higher. And now you're bringing Samuel L. Jackson into the picture. My goodness.
Well, he's been in the picture a few times throughout our career. He actually introduced us on one of the Grammys things we did with Earth, Wind & Fire.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So he's going to play me. During the mothership time, but Chocolate City on.
He can deliver the antics, you know?
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt he'll do it. He'll do a good job.
Now, you're going to be at the Greek Theater this Friday night, ready to get this town grooving one last time with P-Funk. Why should everybody listening now try to be in that audience?
Tell them to bring 2 booties, because we're going to tear the roof off the set. I mean, we got fresh funk for them. We got the old school funk for them. We got all the music that is. We got it with us. So come on out to the, we got Fishbone Cutting Up, Miss Velvet and the Blue Wolf. They're exciting new band.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Galactica.
Bring your own flashlight.
Oh, yeah, definitely bring your own flashlight. Because we're gonna be shining lights all on that.
One final question, because I know you are a busy guy. What's after music? Anything else you've ever wanted to do in life that doesn't involve music?
Well, we're going to be writing cartoons for the characters, Mr. Wiggles and Sir Nose and all of that. We're doing cartoons coming up on those characters. I'm also playing the voice of King Quincy in the Trolls 2 that's coming up.
Fantastic. When's that coming out?
That'll be out in April.
All right. Next year, right?
Yep. That's it.
We'll be trolling you.
You'll be trolling us.
If you want to see the original master of funk and a true icon for a final time in this nation under a groove, just go to www.georgeclinton.com. Final thought from you, George?
Bring 2 booties.
And 2 cuties.
And check out georgeclinton.com.
You got it, baby. George Clinton, the icon. Thank you so much for making our day here on Destinations.
Okay, thank you. Bye.